Dr. Lyman, our next questions are about strangles. We have Michelle in Texas wants to know, how is strangles contracted and what is the incubation period before symptoms are presented? And Noelle in Washington wants to know, is it true that strangles lives in the ground and that once there's a case of strangles at a farm, there's always a risk for horses getting strangles at that facility?
Strangles is contracted. It's a respiratory disease, so the horses get a bacteria called Streptococcus equi, and the incubation is usually between 5 to 10 days in normal conditions for strangles. And for those who maybe haven't seen strangles, it can it causes real large swellings of the lymph nodes around the face and the neck, and that can cause a horse to have difficulty breathing. That's where it gets its name from. Is it true that strangles lives in the ground? Yes, it is true that strangles can live in the ground. In normal conditions, that's weeks, maybe months. That would be pretty rare even for it to persist for months in the soil. That perception that once strangles is on a farm, then it's going to be there forever comes from the fact that horses, after they recover from strangles, can end up becoming persistent shedders. The strangles organism can live in the guttural pouch of the horse, and those horses don't show any signs of strangles, but they manage to transmit that bacteria to other horses. So the idea that it's coming from the ground isn't necessarily true, but the horses that are on that farm can be still transmitting strangles beyond the time that people think they have it. So it's really important, if you've had a strangles outbreak on a facility, to make sure that your veterinarian comes out and does the appropriate diagnostics to verify that all the horses are clear of strangles.